Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this on-location review episode of the Scare Track Podcast. It's Mikey here tonight, and unfortunately, I'm Billy No Mates. Do not have Hannah, Martin, Kate. No one's with me tonight, but I'm here for some scares with a few work friends instead. We are here at Halloween World at Caddo's Farm. It's the first time I've ever been, and I do believe it's only the second year they've run an event. It's opening night tonight, and we've got three attractions to do. I'm just checking out the website here. It's all outdoor, so it's all nice and COVID secure. We have the Field of Screams, which is their most intense scare maze. They're calling it their Extreme Edition. Maze 2 is Pennywise Presents Clown Carnival Terror Maze, which is the Frightening Edition. It's got two pumpkins out of three. And then one pumpkin at the end, we've got Maze 3, which is the Creepy Trick or Treat Trail Maze, which I think is open through the daytime, I believe, as well, for the children. I'm not too sure, though. Don't quote me on that. Hannah did come here a few weeks ago, actually, with Kate to do some pumpkin picking. It's a massive pumpkin farm. And like I say, here, Halloween World, second year. So I'm excited to go through. They say on their website, you can go and check it out now if you want to go and get your tickets, halloweenworld.co.uk, the UK's most terrifying Halloween scare maze experience. Wow. That's some bold statement. So I'm quite excited. It looks quite good. It's quite busy as well. But everyone's being nice and safely distanced. It's all outside as well, like I said earlier. So it's all nice and safe. I don't know how much I'll be able to record in there. They have just said that I can take audio and I can take visual videos whilst we're going through the attractions. So you can check that out in tonight's Scarecam episode over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack, to check out a few visuals of the event here at Halloween World. Right, I think it's time to go in. So, wish us luck. Let's go get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Right, yeah. So, we've now started. Let's go. I'm going to give you a few clips of our experience. We're getting into a cornfield first. Awesome. Straight into the first one. And then, I'll give our full in-depth review when we get out. So I thought that was our first maze, but it's not. That's just a nice little starter. Let's go and do the actual mazes. I think first up we've got the carnival maze.
I'm not here to spook you. After all, we're here to have some fun. My master is ready to start the show. He's hungry for an audience. And as they say in show business, lights, camera, action. Pennywise to the stage, please. Pennywise to the stage. After all, we're here to have some fun. My master is ready to start the show. He's hungry for an audience. And as they say in show business, lights, camera, action. Pennywise to the stage, please.
Pennywise?
Right, yeah, so we're going into the carnival corn maze. They've sent us in with another group as well. It is outdoors, so that's sound, I guess, but it would be better if it was just us alone, I think. So we weren't followed by a couple of chavs behind. Oh, my days, it's muddy. Does anyone else recognise that music? Answers on a postcard. It is so slippy. Oh my days, it's so slippy in here. I know it's been a bit wet, but this is beyond slippy. Right then, so we've just come out of Clown Carnival Terror Maze. I actually gave my full in-depth review over on Scarecam because I couldn't actually film. We've been allowed, the lady at the beginning said we can film and do audio. There was not a lot to film. It was very, very dark. It was very, very muddy. I know it's not their fault. It's rained. I completely understand that outdoor attraction. They say where well is, but geez, we were getting stuck. We were falling. We were slipping. It was vile. Hardly any scares. There's just bits of set that's just been pushed over. All I could hear is a bit of carnival music and the Nemesis from Morton Towers soundtrack going round and round. And the actor at the end full on booted my friend in the ankle. He got right in our face, like, and I mean stupidly in our face. He pushed me. Normally I wouldn't care. It's a COVID year. This is an outdoor attraction. It's a COVID secure attraction. I'm really annoyed, and I always like to be honest and fair and keep my integrity here at ScareTrack, and that gets me knocked off people's press lists, gets me people angry emails and stuff like that. I want to promote the industry. I want to showcase the UK industry to the world. And I think we're doing our best to do that. But I'm not going to lie to people. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be fair. I'm going to keep my integrity. And, yeah, that was bad, guys. I'm so sorry, but that was bad. Field of Screams next. Another field. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you come?
Bloody hope so. Dead ends and endless pathways. For years, nothing grew on this land. So we turned to more demonic practices. We turned to Ganorgan, the pumpkin devil. We praised his name and he made our corn grow, our crops grow. But in return, we were cursed. Cursed. So all we could taste, all we could keep down in our rotten stomachs was human flesh. And tonight, we're having a feast. And you're our bargain bucket. My mother said, never play with your food.
I hope she sounds good about that.
So I ate her. Go on in you go, hide and seek.
Hide and seek, I like that.
Right then, so we are now going to go into the Field of Screams, and what I'd say, again, is actually a nice little facade. I do like the fact that they've made an effort for their facade, and they, the actors at the beginning of each attraction, really good, a nice little bit of theatrical, you know.
Get off your phone!
I'm not on my phone. A nice bit of theatrical right at the beginning, you know, a bit of a theatre piece, a little bit of spiel. Those set the mazes up well. But now, we're in another corn maze. And I know it's on Cato's farm. And I know this is a Field of Screams, and that one is a carnival field. And so I should have known better before I came in. But it's basically, yeah, it is just, it's three cornfields. Lots of mud. And there we go. Field of Screams. And there we go. One more to do. Have we got one more to do?
I don't know.
I think we got the kids one. The kids one to do now. So we have finished here at Cato's Farm for Halloween World. I understand it is a farm, so it's going to be corn maze heavy, but geez, it was literally just corn maze and nothing else apart from mud and some wires and some statues sideways and weird night, guys, weird night. I have filmed a scare cam. There's not a lot in it, but I do give my first initial reviews. I'm going to go home now, and I'm going to give my full in-depth review when I get back, when I've thought about it a little bit, because you can't completely just bash your place. You know, that's unfair. These guys are trying to run a business, so it's horrible to do that. I'm lucky that we're even here. The fact that they're able to run a Halloween event during COVID, we're lucky for that anyway. But, man, actors in your... Well, there was very few actors anyway, but the ones that were there, the Pennywise guy was just in my face. He pushed me about. You can't do that this year, guys. You can't do it. It's just... It's a very weird night, guys. Very weird. I don't know how to... I'm a bit annoyed. I don't know how to keep my composure. I spoke to the people at the beginning. They didn't give a damn. The third maze, it says maze one, maze two, maze three. Apparently maze three is only in the daytime, so we've missed it. It's not open in the evening. Why put it on your Halloween World website then? Why? Why would you do that? Not happy. All right, let's go home.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Okay, so I have just got home from Halloween World, and so I've had the journey home in the car to sort of process what we've just gone through. Like I say, with the Scare Track podcast, we will always try and find the positives, and with 95% of attractions we go to because we love them. You know, we love scare attractions, we love scare experiences, haunted houses, whatever you want to call them. That's why we do the podcast. Yes, we go there, we give our honest critique and our review, but we go there to have fun. That is the main point of going to these attractions and, of course, doing this podcast. What I won't do is lie to you listeners. I won't sugarcoat things. I'll try and find the positives within any negatives, of course, and see if there's any way that things can improve. Granted, this was day one. Now, day one is always the toughest day. Completely understand that. Of course, there's been lots and lots of rain. Again, it's not their fault. I completely understand that. When it comes to the rain, and obviously that it does say on the website to where your well is, still, it wasn't just muddy, it was dangerously muddy. And when we came out, we were walking over shed loads of hay, which could have easily been put down within the cornfield. That's what haunt owners do. If there's a muddy section, they'll cover it over with hay. So that could have been easily rectified. As far as the actual mazes go, now their website's phenomenal. Go and check it out, halloweenworld.co.uk. And I've spoken to the team as well. They said they did encounter a number of issues on night one, and they're working to improve it to move on, which is moving forward, which is great. It's great to know that they've taken on any feedback that customers gave them tonight. Because I'll be honest, I don't think we were the only ones leaving a little bit deflated. It was a very... Yeah, there was lots of people not really sure what they just experienced, to be honest. But yeah, the website halloweenworld.co.uk, tickets are still available, and they don't really make it clear that it's three. They make it clear that it's three different mazes, but when you're going on there, you're looking at booking a ticket. It says there's maze one, which is three pumpkins out of three, extreme edition. Then there's Clown Carnival, which is two pumpkins, and then the Creepy Trick or Treat Mayor's Trail, which is one. Now that one's actually only available in the daytime. Now if you look at the small print, once you click onto it, then you can find out, right, okay, that is only a daytime one. But for Halloween World, it doesn't really make it obvious at the evening that it's only those two attractions, and those two attractions are very, very samey. It's basically the whole time you're there, you are just walking through cornfields. Now, I like a good old cornfield. Who doesn't? You know, old school scares. They've been around for years. They'll be around for years to come. The issue is the content within the attraction. And I feel like there is very, very, very little. The soundtrack, all I could hear really throughout most of the night was the Nemesis theme tune from Morton Towers, to which, when I put on a Instagram story, I've had about five people message ScareTrack Facebook saying, can I hear Nemesis in the background? So it's not just us that would notice that. I'm guessing a lot of people would notice that as well, which is fine. You know, different attractions use different music, and that's absolutely fine. I'm not sure if Halloween World got the permission from Towers to use that music, whether it's copyrighted or not, but that's not me to say. That's, you know, that's just what was happening and what we could hear. But the attractions with it inside the attraction, very, very, very little actors. Again, it's a tough year. It's a COVID year. If someone's got COVID and they've had a group of actors that can't work, I totally understand. They've got to be careful. They've got to be COVID secure. And I appreciate that. And the fact that it was an outdoor experience, all rather COVID secure. We were the only people in masks, whereas I know it is outdoor, but still, you know, actors getting close, actors getting towards you, other groups bunching up. I would advise, I'd say that you should wear masks personally myself. Again, this year we are having to review very, very differently to any other year. And I don't want to, I don't wish that we need to, but we do need to. I can't say that an event was absolutely fantastic, we had a great time and the scares were phenomenal, if I don't feel it's safe. And we would say that previous years, if I thought some attractions weren't quite safe, we'd say it. I don't think I've ever done an unsafe attraction. But this year, you've got to be concerned about the COVID stuff. It's crappy, but we've got to do it. And everything was absolutely fine, except for that when you were put through to a maze, you were actually bunched in two groups. So we ended up being a group of like 12 people, I think, with us and the group behind us, who don't understand social distancing. They kept tapping my back and asking me questions. That's their issue. That's not the park's issue. That's stupid general public. But and certain individuals at that. But the fact that they put us both through together and both, you know, that's a bit of an unusual one. That was only in the first at Carnival Maze. The second one we did go through alone, but it became a big conga line within, purely because of how dirty and how muddy it was. We were sinking, really. And then throughout the attraction, there was a few random statues, a random car, a BMX bike. It all just felt like very slapdash, very, very, just let's put some random stuff in a field and make people walk through it. That's what it felt like. They could make this event fantastic. They really, really could. They've got the cornfield. If they want to, what they should really do, in my opinion, is just have it as one continuous sort of cornfield, but with different sets within it. You know, add extra bits, add changing of lighting. That, you know, the lighting was just not really existent. You know, there's a few bits of light to help light your way, but some parts you had to get your phone out, you had to get your torch out to be able to see what you were doing, which is fine if that's the kind of attraction it is, but it was just, I don't think it was supposed to be. So very little set, literally just corn, which is fine. It's a corn maze. People get scared whilst wandering through corn, but I don't think anyone got scared on our evening. And there's some real easy fixes, more actors, a bit more sets, change the sound, a few more lights. Maybe, I think there was one strobe throughout the whole thing. Other than that, it was just simple, you know, sort of dimmed down floodlighting. And that was it, really. There's a whole fairground area, which was closed. So we had to walk through that to get back to our car. It felt very, very secondary thought, this whole event, to be honest. It felt like they have some corn, so we're going to get some people to walk through it. Other than the three facades, that the actual Halloween World facade looked good, the Carnival facade looked good, and the Field of Screams facade all looked good. And, you know, the actors in front of each maze were really, really good as well. They knew their scripts, they were good, they were enticing, you listened to it, they were really, really good and in character. But the rest of it was just a bit naff. It was more of a chore to walk through, really. And I don't like doing episodes like this. I don't like that we've gone to an event and we're not, I don't want to say we're completely bashing it, I just want to say that I would always give you the pros and cons, the positives and negatives with everything we do. If there's more positives, which 99% of the time there are, we'll focus on those and just say that there's a couple of negatives, that we had this issue here, or we think we could do that. But what would a review be if we weren't being honest? And that's what we want to do, especially this year, you know, with the fact that COVID is all prominent in our minds. People need to be going to these events, and I'm very, very thankful that these events can go ahead around Europe and America. These things are cancelling even now after they've opened. So we're very lucky we're able to go to them. Obviously, where I live, I'm in a tier one area, and every event I'm going to is currently now in a tier one area. So the fact that we can go safely. It's when you go and you think, oh, I wish I hadn't gone. And that sounds horrible. And I mean, no offence to Cato's Farm. But, you know, it cost me 20 quid for two mazes that were basically just a walk in some mud with a couple of nice facades. The rest of it really wasn't much about, unfortunately. And like I say, that's not just me. That's not just me being a negative Nancy. That was the whole group of people who were there with me. The other customers that I could hear moaning as they left, and people just a little bit fed up. That's probably the word we'll put on the evening. We were all quite fed up by the end of it. You know, it was very, very muddy. Again, not their fault. It's the rain, but they could have done things to rectify it. And that they've got the foundation. They just need to add more to make it a worthwhile event, in my opinion. But like I say, it was night one, and I've spoke to them over social media as well. They do know that they had a handful of issues night one, so I'm hoping and guessing that moving forwards it's going to be far better than night one. So if you want to go and check it out, guys, it's halloweenworld.co.uk. That's halloweenworld.co.uk. If you go, if it's close to you, then let us know. If you've had a fantastic time, I really hope you do, let us know. And we'll put that on our social media as well, that you guys have gone, you've had a great time, and obviously we've just gone on a bad night. And, you know, mazes, haunts, scare attractions, whatever you want to call them, they are subjective. Fear is a matter of opinion, and some people may have found it absolutely terrifying. And I know I am slightly hardened, especially towards the end of the season, purely because I've done lots of scares. I've been scared plenty of times. But still, even if I don't get scared through an attraction, I will still be honest and say how great the scares were. Even if they didn't scare me particularly, they'll scare other people in the group, or they'll scare other groups. Here, the scares were very non-existent, and it was more of a case of some actors getting far too close, like the Pennywise guy, dangerously, stupidly close. Even without a COVID year, I have no problem actually getting up in my face. But when it was that slippy, the fact that he whacked one of my a person I was with, it was all just, we left there, she was hobbling. It wasn't great. But there we go, guys. That's bringing us almost to the end of this episode of Scare Track. I'm not sure Halloween World would want me back. and you know, again, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to give you guys my honest and honest critique, honest feedback, honest review, like you guys know to expect from us. We're not going to sugarcoat or lie or make anything up. We're going to be completely honest. And honestly, Halloween World, I wouldn't be adding it to my list next year. I'd be probably skipping it personally. But like I say, night one is always a difficult night. It may have upgraded their event. It may have been a little bit better nights afterwards. So who knows? Anyway, it's bringing us to the end, guys. Remember to join us over on our social media page to keep up to date with all the new content we put out. We advertise it there first. So we're on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search for Scare Track. Also, join us over on our website where you can find absolutely everything Scare Track related. We've got our podcast, our scare cams, coaster track stuff, and also our merchandise as well, with our new face masks available there on our website too. Other than that, that brings us to the end of this episode. A huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.